Wave FM's Jade and Trav in the morning.
Today we are celebrating International Women's Day right across the Illawarra and, well, the world.
Yeah.
Because it's international. It's not Illawarra Women's Day. It's right. International Women's
That's right.
Day.
It's the whole globe.
It's all encompassing.
It certainly is.
So well
and
done,
we're
ladies.
Celebrating by playing fabulous ladies' tunes. It's an all-female cast this morning until 9. But you know what else it is, Trav? Not just International Women's Day. Mm. It's also Middle Name Pride Day.
Oh, look out.
I know. So yeah,
Pride Day. You know what? When they came up with Middle Name Pride Day and they knew that it was International Women's Day, they must have thought, why did we choose today? Because we are going to take the back seat.
Well, let's put them in the forefront. Trav, middle names.
Okay, let's upgrade them. International Women's Day. You're just being parked for a moment.
Yeah, look, my middle name.
Yeah.
I love my middle name.
Yeah, what is it?
It's Aroha.
Aroha.
A-R-O-H-A.
Like Aloha, Hawaii.
Yeah, no, but it's Māori, and it means love.
Aroha.
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 A-R-O-H-A.
Aroha.
It's a beautiful
name. I've always
name.
Wondered with your email, on the special email that I send you emails on, it has Jade Aroha.
Yeah.
I've always wondered what it is. So there it is.
So my middle name means love.
I'm missing out today.
Why?
I'm missing out on this all-important day that is Middle Name Pride Day because I don't have a middle name.
So you're just Travis Winks?
Correct.
Do any of your siblings have middle names?
My sisters do, but my brother didn't, and my old man didn't either. So the boys don't have middle names. But you
know
what?
Blank space.
Yep, that's it. Like my thinking. But I knew this kid growing up. He had 5 middle names. His first name was Thomas, and then his middle names were William David Gerald Michael Anderton. And then he had his last name.
So was there a reason why he had 5 middle names?
Yeah, because he had his granddad in there, his 2 older brothers, his dad, and someone else. I don't know who Anderton was.
Hey, 427-51-965, do you have a really long middle name like that? Or do you have a middle name that's good or maybe it's not so good, maybe it's bad, or maybe it's just a bit unusual? My friends, they had a son and they gave him the middle name of Danger.
Danger.
So that he could say the line, my middle name is Danger.
Oh, look out. 427-51-965, middle name Pride Day. We've escalated things here. We are now officially celebrating the good, the bad, the unusual, and the long. We go to Celia in Albion Park. Celia, what's the go with your middle name?
My middle name's not anything spectacular or fancy. It's Ellen, but my husband's middle name's Elliot, so they kind of match. I thought that was a bit cute.
E&E was meant to be.
Yep.
Now, it would be even more impressive if your name's Celia and his name was Cecil, and then you had the matching middle names as well. Is his name Cecil?
It's not.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, Ellen, where does that come from?
That's my nan's name, and I think Elliot was his grandfather's name.
It's a popular choice, isn't it, taking it from the grandparents or even the parents?
Yeah, I did it with my kids. Well, my daughter's got my mother's middle name, my mum's name for her middle name. My son's got his dad's name for his middle name. And my other son, he's got 2 middle names. He's got my dad's name and my brother's name.
There you go.
Good on you, Celia. Have a great weekend. Get on now. Jade
and Trav. Wave FM 96.5.
Middle Name Pride Day.
We can't forget the middle names.
No, we can't. So we're celebrating the forgotten name in your moniker lineup. Well, I love my middle name. It's Aroha, and it's Maori for love. But we are celebrating the good middle names, the bad middle names. Maybe you've got a horrendous middle name that you don't like to tell anyone what it is. Maybe you've got an unusual middle name.
Mm.
Like mine's a little bit different.
It is a little bit different, but it's got that Maori flavour
to
it. 427-51-965, or you can hit our Facebook page, Wave FM 96.5.
I was going to say, or maybe you've got a really long middle name.
Like Thomas that I grew up with, he had 5 middle names, Jade. William David Gerald Michael Anderton. How about that?
Yeah. That is mouthful.
Could you imagine his license?
I know. Or if he did a business card, you'd have to have one that like folds out at the bottom.
And then imagine if you had a really long title too to go with that.
Hey, heaps of people have made a comment on our Facebook page because I put this up earlier this morning. Jackie and Angus said her middle name's The Missy. She's like you, doesn't have a middle name.
Yes.
Emily Fletcher said hers is horrendous. She hates it. It's E-Ellen Lillian. And she said she asked her mum if she had a stutter when she wrote it in because it's actually E-Ellen Lillian.
Hey, Rebecca from Wollongong, what's your middle name?
Jane.
Oh, it's pretty stock standard. Do people just call you plain Jane?
Pretty simple. Pretty plain simple. My daughter's is Angel Rose.
There's How nothing. Did you come up with Angel Rose?
I have to admit, it was a little bit tricky because it was just going to be plain Rose. And I thought, you
plain
know,
Rose.
Play around with it.
Like running
it
off plain Jane.
It was just plain Rose.
Yeah. Hyphenated? Yeah. Were you going to go plain hyphen Rose?
Yeah. It was going to be basically, yeah. But the worst one, I have to embarrass my mother.
Yes.
Hers is Gertrude.
Ooh, but that's old school. That's kicking it old school.
And a lot of people do have middle names after their grandparents, and a lot of them don't like them for that fact because, you know, Gertrude's not the prettiest of names.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's a great one, guys.
Let's head to Corrimal with Belinda. Righto, what's your middle name?
Good morning, guys. It's Gay.
Gay. And how does that, is that G-A-Y-E?
It is G-A-Y-E.
Yeah.
Now, were you named Gay after a grandmother, perchance?
No, but the funny thing is that my grandmother actually named myself and all of my siblings.
Really? Your grandma so got to do your first name and your middle name?
No, my mother did my first name and my grandma did our middle names.
Okay, so...
So I was the lucky one that got... stuck with Gay.
Did you ever get teased about having the middle name Gay growing up?
Unfortunately, yes, and it was mostly by my sisters. Oh. They always stuck in the who is in between Belinda and Gay.
See, that's rubbish from your sisters. But you know what? Gay, G-A-Y-E, is actually a French word meaning merry or light-hearted.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Happy and gay.
Do you know what?
What?
It is. That's exactly right, and that's my personality type.
See, Grandma was onto something,
Belinda. I'm happy and I'm gay.
She was
all right. That's right. Thanks to your sisters, hey. Siblings are great, aren't they?
Belinda, thank you very much. You keep being lighthearted and merry, okay?
I shall do, and especially seeing it's Friday, I might have a little glass of wine later. So
why not? Why wouldn't you? I'm going to have more than a little glass.
Sounds like you've been on it already. Listen to the giggles.
What do you mean later, Belinda? You've already started, haven't you?
No, I've only just recently got up, so it's all good. All right, guys, have a great day.
You too, Belinda.
Wave FM. Jade and Trav in the morning.
As parents, you're sometimes forced into having discussions with your kids that you weren't anticipating having to have just yet. Now, Jade, you've got a 16-year-old daughter, Alani. Have you found yourself in that position?
Many times, Trav.
What's been top of the pops at the moment?
Probably, well, you know all the deaths that are happening in the debate about pill testing?
Yep.
We've had the discussion about drugs.
Yeah, and what happens at festivals.
Yeah, and what happens at festivals. And I talked about when we were growing up, Anna Wood. I read the book about Anna Wood, the 15-year-old girl who she died after taking ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the actual taking of ecstasy that killed her. It was the fact that her friends didn't tell their parents or get help in time because they were worried about the repercussions. And so I've said to Alani, you're never ever going to get in trouble for anything. If you're ever in trouble or bad situation, you call me. Or you get your mobile phone and you send me an X and I'll know to come and pick you up.
Okay.
That was the last big conversation we had to have.
The pill scenario with people losing their lives, that forced your hand to have that chat.
Yeah, because it was in the news and it was being talked about, and she's 16 now, she's in year 11, and so I thought, you know, I'm going to have to discuss this. Education, I think, is power, and it's the key.
Yeah, see, I've had it with Charlie, our 11-year-old. He's a massive rugby league fan. Like, he knows everything there is to know about rugby league. Like, seriously, if Ray Warren, like, you know, couldn't talk one night, Charlie could do the job very, very easily. But we do know that there's a trio of NRL players in strife with the law at the moment, stood down by the NRL under their new controversial no-fault stand-down policy for various alleged offences against women.
Mm-hmm.
And so you find yourself in this situation where Charlie will see that on the news or hear it on the radio, and then I get the question, well, why can't this player play now? Well, what's going on? And so you're trying to explain to him that, well, they did apparently some things, and the law says that if you're accused of doing these things towards women, that it needs to be investigated. Like if you're sitting in the classroom and someone stole someone's money, it would have to be investigated.
Yep.
And they have to go through the process until they work out whether or not the person did the thing or didn't do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everyone is innocent until they're proven guilty in a courtroom, which you've probably seen in a movie where there's a judge and they make the decision. So at the moment, because there's some very serious things going on,
and they're very serious allegations against these players, which we don't know if they did do or didn't do, they can't play at the moment. And that penetrated into his brain.
Did it?
Yeah. Like like he kind of peppered on what type of things. And I didn't want to go into the details of that, but I'm like, essentially, Charlie, you need to keep your hands to yourself, whether it's with a boy or a girl. If someone says no and is very firm on no, then it's no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to make it a simple. He's 11 years of age.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a tough discussion to have. So it got me thinking, how do you explain what's going on with some of our sporting stars at the moment?
Yeah, because it's everywhere.
To your kids that you know, at the moment they can't play.
Well, that's it. And for some of the kids, these players are their idols too.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Another bloke who I grew up watching, who I have a hell of a lot of respect for, is Peter Sterling. And you know what? It was interesting to see him on Nine News the other night because he didn't hold back when he was asked about the spate of poor behaviour at the moment.
It's about being a responsible, sensible and a decent human being. I've got a 19-year-old daughter. Now, if some of the guys are found guilty of what they've been charged of, I'm throw away the key. That's how I see it. You know, if anybody disrespected my daughter the way that maybe some of these young women have been disrespected, I have no sympathy.
Yeah, respect is a very important
thing.
We need to teach our kids respect.
That's it. And if you are a parent of a daughter like he is, you do put yourselves in those shoes of the young ladies, and you don't want that to happen to your kids. You don't want it to happen to anyone. 4275 1965. Have you had the chat with your kids?
Yeah, how have you explained it? How have you explained that some people that they look up to, they aspire to maybe want to be, and they might support the various teams that these players play for, that they're not allowed to play at the moment?
Everything Illawarra. Wave FM's Jade and Drab in the morning.
Look, at the moment, there are a number of NRL players that are in trouble with the law, fighting for their innocence, trying to go through the process after some extremely heavy allegations have been made. And some of them have been stood down from playing duties. Of course, the NRL kicks off next week. So we're asking you this morning, Illawarra, on 4275 1965, how do you explain to your kids that some of their favourite NRL players are in trouble?
Okay, we're heading to Shell Cove. Kim is there. Kim, I believe that you've got a son. So how did you tell him about everything that's going on with these NRL players?
To be honest, at first I tried to avoid it, but then it seemed to blow up quite massively. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't just the thing that was going to pass in the news. So I was like, right, going to have the chat. And we're quite lucky. We've got a daughter as well, so I can, you know, say how to respect women, but when celebrities are doing this in real life and you're seeing it all across the news, it's really hard. And then we just had to sit him down and say, look, this is not how you treat women. You wouldn't do it to your sister. You wouldn't do it to me. So don't be doing it to anyone else. These people are doing the wrong thing and it needs to stop. Do not take notice. It's not a way to live.
How old's your young fella?
10 years old.
Okay, so did he soak that up? Was he on board?
Yeah,
did it make sense for him?
Yeah, we're quite lucky. I mean, obviously, we're not going to show him the videos.
No.
We're not going to go into too much detail about what has happened. But you hear, you know, sexual assault, rape and that sort of thing. And they're starting at that age to understand what that is about. And we just need to let them know that, yes, it happened, but don't get involved. You don't need to know that sort of stuff and have that in your life. You can live life quite happily without disrespecting women like that.
Sad thing is, though, is that they're only kids and we have to have these conversations, and they're not the type of conversations you really want to have. That's where it makes my stomach sort of churn, because you're like, well, how much do you share? How much do you tell? But something has to be said to the young people in our lives. Hey, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Anonymous, have you had to have the discussion with your children? What went down?
I talk about behaviour more than actually the action.
Yep.
I think it's really important that you let boys know that poor behaviour is not acceptable. I have three sons.
Yep.
Two of them actually sort of are a little bit older and play football. And it's really, really important that their role models and their actions are good behaviour, so that other people watch and see that and continue that behaviour.
Do you judge yourself as a parent on your child's behaviour?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think
absolutely.
You've got a really good point there. It is all about
behaviour and saying that you are a role model. And I think that's one of the biggest things too with these football players is they are role models. Yeah. Kids look up to mm-hmm. them. And whether they, you know, what it's their job, and I know that they get stood down and that it's controversial that they've gotten stood down, but they are role models. So I think
I think they should be stood down until something is clear.
Until the judicial process has taken its course and a judgment is made. That you know, I think that you bang on with that. Hey, thank you very much for your call this morning.
You're welcome.
Everything Illawarra. Wave FM's Jade and Drab in the morning.
Yesterday afternoon, we took the girls to the Cairo for the first time.
Oh.
Yeah, just to... Milka, my husband's been going to a Cairo and Albion Park, going and seeing Theo.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to say his last name because I can't pronounce it. It's about 25 syllables. Menageladus or something like that. On the main drag in Albion Park there. Anyway, yeah. It's been really good because he's got a bad back and he's been loving it. And Theo's sister, Elena, she's in Wollongong and she works with kids and saying she'd be really good with the girls, particularly Lulu, because Lulu, with the way that she walks, she has like problems with balance and her gait, and that can be to do with like your pelvis not being in alignment, all this stuff.
Yep.
And so we went up there to see her.
You're going to straighten out Lulu.
Yeah, we're going to straighten Lulu out. I know, that's what I was saying to my husband, Milko. I was like, oh gosh, this is going to be
fraught. The five-year-old, she started school, she's going rogue.
That's right, and she's very stubborn, and if she doesn't want to do something, she ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try and get her somewhere, she's not going to go. She just plays dead. She does this thing where she just drops and flops, I call it, where she would just drop on the ground. And when she doesn't want to be picked up, she goes limp like a rag doll.
Mm.
That's a 35-kilo rag doll we're talking.
Makes it even harder to pick up, eh?
You can't pick her up. Mama Jude can't pick her up. Nana Nikki can't pick her up because they're both little ladies. I'm struggling to pick her up. Milko, well, that's why he's in the Cairo in the first place.
Oh, really? Is Lulu responsible for the Cairo issues for your husband?
I don't know. It's either that or his time in the army. One or the other. But we were there yesterday with Lenny, and she, as soon as we walked in the room, Lulu didn't want to bar her. Yeah. So everything that Eleni had to do, the only way Lulu would even cooperate was like if I had to do it too. So, you know, I had to do everything. So I had to go through all the process of like moving my arms up and down, walking up and down these things. I had to, like, the amount of times I lay on her chiropractic table and she had to mock doing adjustments to me.
Did Lulu enjoy
the
show?
Yeah, Lulu started giving me a massage, which was nice. And when it came, so everything we did, but when it came to Lulu having to get up and get some readjustments and that done, she was like, nah. But I had to go through every single step of the process.
And how's your back feeling today?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Feeling like a million bucks,
Waking up, come on. Wave FM's Jade and Trav in the morning.